table.
Now.
Order. I'd like to call the Joint Committee on Ways and Means into session here on February 28, 2018, about 4:02 p.m. Hearing Room F. Like to open a work session. Senate Bill 1506, Senator James Manning Jr.
Thank you, Mr. President. SB 1506 requires the Department of Transportation to offer a new type of parking permit, the Wounded Warriors Permit, to veterans with a service-related total disability of at least 50%. The permit would allow qualified veterans to park for free and without penalty, metered and timed limited parking, public parking spaces. The Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends SB 1506 be reported out, due pass.
Discussions? Any objections? Manning will carry in the Senate.
Vincey.
We don't? I got it all done. It all land up here. I mean, I didn't have to do that.
We'll take care of it later.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Yes. Manning carries the Senate. All right.
It just takes up more time.
Okay, I'll do it. I got it. I did it. I'm going to do it.
Not that one.
Senate Bill 1516A, Senator. Senator Dave Gomberg, Representative Gomberg.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 1516 establishes the Small Business Expansion Loan Fund for the purpose of making loans to support the acquisition of business assets or to pay for business operating expenses. The Oregon Business Development Department will administer the loan program utilizing current resources, and the agency may transfer existing money to the fund from the Oregon Business Development Fund. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 1516 be amended by the Dash 2 amendments and be reported out due pass as amended.
Discussion? Objections? Motion passes. Senator Burdick, Senate.
I had an objection, sir.
Who objected? Well, say something. Please note for the record, Senator.
Whoa.
Alan DeBoer voted no on that motion. Senate Bill 1541A, Senator Lou Frederick.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Committee, Senate Bill 1541A directs the Environmental Quality Commission to develop rules to reduce the public health risks of air toxic emissions. The bill also directs the Commission to develop a pilot program for assessing the potential cumulative impacts from multiple sources of industrial air toxic emissions and, under certain circumstances, limit those emissions. The bill directs the Commission to establish a fee applicable to air quality permit holders to cover the direct and indirect costs associated with developing and implementing a program, and rules to reduce the public health risks associated with industrial air toxics. The subcommittee recommends increasing the other funds expenditure limitation by $2,156 for the Department of Environmental Quality to develop rules and a pilot program, and authorizing the establishment of 11 limited duration positions, 5.5 FTE, for the 2017-2019 biennium to develop and implement the air toxic rules, the new air toxic rules. In addition, the DEQ would support expenditures within the Oregon Health Authority to assist with implementing the new air toxic rules through a transfer of revenues from fees authorized by the bill. The bill also increases the other funds expenditure limitation by $365,000 for OHA to accomplish this work. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 1541 be amended by the A18 amendment and be reported out due pass as amended.
Discussion? Objections?
Is this your bill, Fred?
Yeah, we don't need to talk about it anymore. This is a really balanced bill, and I would ask that you vote for it.
Thank you, Mr.
What's going on here? We have a little get-together? What's the story here? You go to Jackie.
It's called Signal.
That was special.
Who else? Thank you.
You listen. Jesus. Is there any objection? Passes.
Is that your bill?
House Bill 4006, Senator Luke Frederick.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 4006 requires the Housing and Community Services Department to annually provide certain cities a report showing the percentage of renter households that are severely rent burdened. The measure also requires that the Department of Land Conservation and Development and the Housing and Community Services Department take actions to help cities identify and report on actions that will be taken by those cities to reduce rent burdens and to report the number of housing units of various categories permitted and produced in a calendar year. The amendment provides a general fund appropriation of $1.73 million to the Department of Land Conservation and Development for technical assistance to local governments and a general fund appropriations to the Housing and Community Services Department of $270,000 for a study of the cost of affordable housing and to provide technical assistance to local governments in assessing available resources for building subsidized affordable housing. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 4006 be amended by the A7 amendment and be reported out due pass as amended.
Discussion, Senator Thompson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The dollars appropriated to the cities and counties for doing this, when that money runs out and the cities and counties still request more funding to do this, will they be required to continue this if the funds run out?
Am I understanding?
Ken Rocco, or?
Yes, I'm going to.
We're asking for some help here.
Asking for some help there. Thank you.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Senator Thompson, Matt Stainer with the Legislative Fiscal Office. To your question, we did ask for a fiscal impact statement from cities and counties, and they reported the fiscal impact to be minimal.
To Bill Hansel, please.
Want to hear staff a quick definition of severely rent burdened? What does that mean?
Senator Hansel, there is a definition in the bill. Let's see if I have it in front of me. And it's the percentage, the houses that spend more than 50% of their household income on rent.
I have a question. Are we still on 4006?
Further discussion?
Mr.
Co-Chair?
Yes, Representative, what's the name, please?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The money for LCDC, is that for additional FTEs, or what's the $1.73 million? I thought that was, this is part of their job.
Representative Wisnett, Mr. Co-Chair, that's the additional money for Department of Land Conservation and Development will be used to hire contract, folks to perform these activities on behalf of the cities and counties. So there's no additional FTE.
Thank you.
Further questions, discussion? Any objections? Motion passes. House Bill 4010, Senator Rob Monroe, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 4010 establishes the 11-member task force on addressing racial disparities in home ownership. The task force is charged with making recommendations for changes in lending practices to eliminate discrimination and remove barriers to home ownership for people of color in Oregon. The bill requires the task force to report to the legislature by September 15, 2019. Task force sunsets December 31st, 2019. Fiscal impact is anticipated to be minimal. The bill requires the Legislative Policy and Research Office to provide staff support to the task force. 2017-19 legislative branch budget should contain funds allocated for support of interim committees and task forces. The Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends HB 4010 be reported out, due pass, and of course it has the strong support of your Commission on Black Affairs. Thank you.
Discussion. Any objections? The motion carries and passes. House Bill 4020, Representative Rayfield, please.
House Bill 4020 requires the Oregon Health Authority to implement a new program to license extended stay centers. The bill requires hospitals to have a written financial assistance policy that meets the plain language standards. The bill also requires the Oregon Patient Safety Commission to include extended stay centers in its voluntary adverse event reporting program. The licensing of extended stay centers is intended to offer patients a less expensive option than inpatient hospital recovery. If this bill becomes law and surgeons and other providers accepting Medicaid opt to use extended stay centers, coordinated care organizations in the state may realize savings. Oregon Health Authority estimates that the cost of implementing this program program to be $498,565 total funds, one position, and 0.58 FTE for the 2017-19 biennium, and $516,803 total funds and 0.25 FTE for the 2019-21 biennium. The bill allows OHA to establish fees to offset the cost of administering the program. Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 4020 amended by the A13 amendment and be reported out due pass.
Discussion?
Representative Williamson, excuse me.
Thank you, President Courtney. I'm really excited that we're passing this bill. I first introduced it in 2015, and so I'm glad that we're finally getting it across the line. And I just, for the record, want to say that other states that have this process and this system, it is not a burdensome or complicated system. So I'm hoping that OHA does not overcomplicate this process and that it is streamlined. Thank you.
Further discussion? Are there any objections? The motion has carried. House Bill 4049. Who is Senator Fred Girard? Are you going to step up for Senator Witters?
I could, but I don't have the pony.
Well, okay. All right. Senator Johnson, please.
House Bill 4049 directs the Oregon State Police to establish a multidisciplinary committee on the tracking of sexual assault forensic evidence, or SAFE kits, and to create and maintain a statewide electronic SAFE kit tracking system. The measure establishes tracking system requirements, deadlines, and reporting requirements, and extends the sunset date of the task force on the testing of sexual assault forensic kit evidence kits to July of 2021. The subcommittee amended the bill to clarify that the state police may contract with a public or private entity to acquire a tracking system. The fiscal impact is indeterminate. The city of Portland would provide its tracking system at no cost to the state police, but further evaluation and testing is required to make sure the system is suitable for use statewide. Your Public Safety Subcommittee recommends House Bill 4049 be amended by the -A10 amendment and reported out due pass as amended.
Discussion? Are there any objections? The motion has passed. House Bill 4053, again, let me see. Senator Monroe, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 4053 directs the Chief Education Office, in collaboration with the Higher Education Coordinating Commission, HEC, to prepare an annual report on accelerated college credit programs. After June 30th, 2019, HEC becomes the entity responsible for producing the report. HEC must also adopt statewide standards for public post-secondary institutions of education to make information related to accelerated college credit programs available on each institution's website. Your Education Subcommittee recommends House Bill 4053 be amended by the A7 amendment and reported out due pass as amended.
Discussion? Are there any objections? The motion is carried. House Bill 4063, Representative Gombard, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, House Bill 4063 designates the Oregon Department of Transportation as the lead agency for autonomous vehicle programs and policies and establishes a task force on autonomous vehicles. The task force is required to develop recommendations for legislation and submit a report on its recommendations to the legislature no later than September 15, 2018. The amendment adds 5 members to the task force, increasing the membership from 26 to 31. Mr. President, roughly the number of people in the audience here today, so they better plan for a big room. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends House Bill 4063 be amended by the -8 amendments and be reported out due pass as amended.
A little bit of extemporaneous comment. It's all right.
Is there any discussion of what he said? Are there any objections to the motion? The motion is passed. He's not going to be recognized again. House Bill 4065, Representative Smith Warner.
Thank you, Mr. President.
colleagues, House Bill 4065 relating to child care strengthens the Office of Child Care's oversight and enforcement authority regarding child care providers. Under the bill, child care providers are prohibited from providing care for 5 years if their certification or registration is denied for cause or revoked. The office may issue cease and desist orders against the provider, impose conditions on a facility's license, and develop progressively stronger enforcement actions. The bill increases the maximum penalties for violations. A facility's certification or registration may be revoked or denied for failing to pay a civil penalty after the order imposing the penalty becomes final. The subcommittee amended the bill to redirect the revenue generated from the penalties from the Child Care Fund to the general fund. The Education Subcommittee recommends House Bill 4065 be amended by the -A2 amendment and be reported out due pass as amended.
Discussion? Any objections? The motion has passed. House Bill 4079, Senator DeBoer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 4079 requires the Department of Human Services to disregard pension and retirement accounts as financial resources available to families when determining eligibility for the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF Fund program. The fiscal impact of the TANF program is indeterminate. The agency's historical experience is that very few families have been denied TANF for being over the resource limit due to pension and retirement accounts. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 4079 reported out as due pass.
Discussion? Any objections? The motion is carried. House Bill 4129, Representative Rayfield.
House Bill 4129 establishes a license for residential care facility administrators within the Health Licensing Office at the Oregon Health Authority. The bill specifies qualifications for the license and allows the agency to adopt rules to determine the content of examinations for licensure and other details. The amendment makes a number of technical adjustments, such as adopting rules for transitional and emergency situations. The agency anticipates setting fees that allow to recover costs. Two additional staff that will be needed for the 2017-19 will be included in the statewide budget reconciliation bill. Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 4129 be amended by the -A4 amendment and be reported out due pass as amended.
Discussion? Objections? The motion has carried. House Bill 4130, Representative Smith Warner.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, House Bill 4130 relating to student transportation appropriates $250,000 general fund dollars in the 2017-19 biennium to the Department of Education for grants to public school districts for student transportation costs for students grade 9 to 12, which are not otherwise reimbursed by the state school fund. The Education Subcommittee recommends House Bill 4130 be amended by the -2 amendment and be reported out due pass as amended.
Discussion? Senator Johnson, please.
Question of the carrier. I don't know whether or not this was discussed in committee, but this is in addition to the 1%, if practicable, that has been added to the transportation package. So I'm trying to figure out, is this cumulative? Is this 1% plus 250? And also whether or not the distribution of the additional 250 was discussed as to its geographic equity.
Sure. Mr. Co-Chair, Senator Johnson, let me tell you my understanding from the subcommittee conversation, and staff could potentially back up whatever holes I might have. My understanding of this dollar amount is this is the result of a student transportation work group that Representative McEwen has convened over the past year or more. And some of the way the final structure of the bill was indeed impacted by that 1%. And the idea is this $250,000 is specifically not for transit because of that transit designation and some work they did to try to focus that transit towards some school districts where they have transit available, trying to focus some of that on students. This is for other predominantly rural is how we think about it, but other smaller districts where they're trying to deal with needs for things like activity buses and other things they have, kind of far-flung districts where the idea is that the yellow buses take the kids to and from, but perhaps the addition of a bus that could do another home run home after the afternoon practices and debate club and whatever else. So And the distribution method, as I understand it, is it's going to be administered through ODE, through the Department of Education, and that schools and school districts are going to make grant requests for it. I cannot, and I know that they were going to set up some rules to guide that, but that is my understanding.
Sure, please.
I would presume that those rules would also speak to what defines an activity. For example, going to an after-school cultural enrichment versus a group that, say, wanted to do it for Youth for Christ or something like that. So is it left to the individual school boards to determine what constitutes an activity?
I am not sure. I believe that is an issue that will be covered in the rulemaking.
Okay, thank you.
I will happily turn it over to Krista from LFO to give me any backup information that she may have.
Okay, Senator Johnson, members of the committee, I'm trying to find. I believe that was
Please
amended.
Identify yourself.
Krista Donhauer from Legislative Fiscal Office.
Sorry, I had to do that.
I believe the definition of a school activity was amended in one of the previous versions of the bill when it was seen before the policy committees. And to your earlier questions as well, the -2 amendment, which what the subcommittee is recommending, also takes out the transportation part of the bill because that is included in the transit package with the 1%.
That's fine. I don't need to belabor this and take the committee's time. You've answered my principal question.
Senator Monroe?
Yeah, just very briefly to Senator Johnson. This is designed for very small school districts where there's no transit district available. So in terms of the distribution, geographic distribution, it would be almost entirely for very small school districts that don't have other options.
Further discussion? Are there any objections? The motion has carried. House Bill 4133, Senator Steiner Hayward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 4133 creates the 11 to 15 member Maternal Mortality and Morbidity Review Committee in the Oregon Health Authority. The committee is charged with making policy and budget recommendations to reduce incidence of maternal mortality and severe maternal morbidity in Oregon. The committee must submit a progress report to the legislature by January 1, 2019, and the first of its subsequent biennial reports on the state's maternal morbidity and mortality data by January 1, 2021. The Oregon Health Authority estimates the fiscal impact of this bill will be $46,202 general fund, one position, and 0.17 FTE for the 2017-19 biennium, and $406,133 general fund, one position, and 1.50 FTE for the 2019-21 biennium. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 4133 be amended by the -A7 amendment and be reported out due pass as amended.
Discussion? Any objections? The motion is carried. House Bill 4143, Senator Steiner Hayward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 4143 establishes a pilot program to determine the effectiveness of immediate access to evidence-based treatment for persons who overdose on opioids. This includes using peer recovery support mentors. The bill includes a general fund appropriation for $2 million to support grants or contracts to four counties to support pilot program activities, as well as administrative and evaluation costs. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 4143 be reported out due pass.
Discussion? Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you. Colleagues, I'm troubled by this bill. In 2017, I'm going to support it, but in 2017, the legislature voted to functionally legalize certain amount of opiates, heroin, meth, and now fentanyl by passing House Bill 2355, which reduced most possession of controlled substances to misdemeanors. We took away for using meth and heroin. Folks can't be mandated into treatment by the possibility of a felony conviction. I've heard from both law enforcement folks and treatment people in my district who tell me that the opioid plague is now almost exclusively heroin and bootleg fentanyl, and we have little access to motivating people to stop using. They weren't going to prison anyway, but we've learned that meth now is back big time and is as lethal and pure and cheap as it has ever been.
Further discussion? Objections? The motion is carried. House Bill 4159, Representative Mike McClain. No, excuse me. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to first welcome the committee here today. I think this is a fantastic opportunity to be with each other.
Senator
Courtney is one of my favorites.
Senator Manning, please. I don't know what happened there. I wanted to see if he was paying.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, Mr. President. House Bill 4159 provides for individual account program member choice and investment selection. The IAP is the defined contribution portion of the PERS benefit and is funded with 6% of the member's salary, which is either employee paid or assumed and paid by employer. The Oregon Investment Council moved the IAP to a targeted date solution beginning January 2nd, 2018. IAP assets will be moved into an increasingly conservative portfolio as the members age to help protect against market fluctuation. This change was mandatory and provided for no member choice to make individual investment decisions. House Bill 4159 provides for members' choice beginning January 1, 2019. The state treasurer is to notify the PERS board by December 31st, 2018 if legal or fiduciary standards prohibit implementation. The bill also provides PERS with an exemption from standard procurement law in order to meet the implementation timeline. The fiscal impact is indeterminate at this time. The bill declares an emergency and is effective on passage. The General Government Subcommittee recommends HB 4159 be reported out due pass.
Discussion. Representative Holmby, please. Paul, please. I like his first name.
Thank you, President Courtney. I just wanted to put on the record, I know the staff major summary says this bill was reported out of the House Business and Labor Committee without recommendation, and that is in error. It was voted out 11-0 with a due pass recommendation, just for the record. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion? Any objections? The motion is carried. Anything further for the record? The committee is adjourned.